Welcome back to Podnova X. This is episode 14, the last episode, well, the last regular episode of this season. This is the special behind-the-scenes audio listener episode, The Journey Begins. I said I would eventually make it into an episode. That eventually is now. My bunker, which I'm still in, is quiet now. It's very quiet since the last episode. And now, without further ado, I give you the special behind-the-scenes episode, the special episode that has only been released in parts, with special music, The Journey Begins.
Nothing at first, fades into obscurity. The universe was an old, old thing, old enough to be called by the old speak, the speak reserved for things, things that exist from the before times, the time when the speak of the old was once common, and even regular, so that it was odd not to see the old speak used for all things, and the ridicule would arise from an individual using something other than the old speak. That was a long, long time ago, when another thing was above, another plane of reference. The universe is the only thing that remains from that time. All else has been lost to the sifting sands of time. This was, and is, the universe as you see it, and as it is visible to the world of humanity, and they are unsure. The eyes of humanity are unsuited for seeing the universe in all its glory. But this is later, and we are not yet to this point in time. We are still 4.5 billion years in the past, after the universe reset, and the flows of time continue in reverse. But that is all for another entry, as we are briefly skimming over the start, and yet, the universe was changing. A change was on it, and it was not the harmonious coexisting universe that it was before. Imagine that, above all, in a circular glass bubble you watched.
The tales that you have been told about the before times are true, and you're the lucky 100% of one that gets to watch the start. From a small enclosed bubble, much like the one you're in now, the universe becomes. Press the pause button. Before that small bubble expanded, there was only two things on this plane. One was you, in your own protective bubble. The other was, and is, the bubble of the universe. Once it expands, everything will exist at once. And yet, for those who wish, you can travel faster than the expansion of the universe. And you are able, if you wish, to bask in the nothingness that the universe holds. That it did hold, that it still holds, before the bubble of the universe came out unto itself. But you do not wish to do that. You watch. As the universe unfolds, and as planets and stars unfold, you watch as the first generation of planets grow from the emptiness. You watch as the first stars grow out of the remains of the first planets. The first stars rotate around the second planets, the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, and ninth rounds of planets and stars rotate around the same area that you started at. You know this must be happening around the entire universe. You know the year. The year is 3.2 billion years, or 3.2 bill. A year, 3.2 billion years after the bubble of the universe expanded. Soon, the 10th wave of planets and stars were coming into existence, and the rubble of others. You know that this is the wave of humanity, the wave that you have been waiting for. You have seen other civilizations spring up here, 12 of them. Planets hosting a horde of life. One planet with two species, the Ook and the Wyrms. The Ook were close enough to humans to give you chills, and the Wyrms are a giant form of snakes combined with worms, and you know that they must be the reason why worms, snakes, and man exist. Some Ook and Wyrm DNA had gotten into the 10th wave of planets through a miracle, through some evolutionary and cosmoic and coincidental force that no one could have expected. And the planet that you know that to you only is that the planet U4X712, and known to the organisms of the planet as Earth, pronounced in their tongue as Earth. You see that the flesh-based life forms evolve, become self-aware, and develop technology. That is when we are now to the future. You see the planet of Earth become more and more cluttered, and soon the continent of Australia become the planet dump. It became the planet dump. It will become. It becomes. The Earth became hotter and hotter. It will become hotter and hotter. It becomes hotter and hotter. And the continents of America become too hot to sustain the planet, and soon the entire population of the planet was crammed into the frigid wasteland of Antarctica. And soon enough, that became too hot. You watch as disease, famine, and heat set in. Close to the year 7.1 billion, or 7.1 bill, the species of carbon and flesh life forms known as humans died out. You watch as the star around Earth go dark and then light. The Earth explodes as the star engulfs it. You sit back after watching the destruction of your race, the race you thought you belonged to. You sit back and watch as the 11th wave forms as it all plays out again. But now, as it has been promised so many years in the past, which is so many years in the future from even farther back, and we are even in a farther future that could ever be imaginable, I give you a string of notes put together with verbal recognition that is known as a song. This has been Puttanova X, special audio behind-the-scenes listening episode, The Journey Begins. Narrated by Ransom Duel. Special music was Fireflies by Owl City. Find out more at owlcitymusic.com. And really thank you for listening to Season 1. And we will return next episode with our interview episode, which will be extra long. Thank you for listening. Oh, and hey, you'll soon be hearing a new guest voice on our show. He's also going to help us write it, so that'll be Logan.